You know, I kind of summed it up to the football team yesterday. As I thought we're very, very good at stinking up October, and we needed to do a cleanse. And the best thing going forward is to be better in November and December, which is the key, because we kind of erased a lot of the positives that we had in September. We found a way to truly flush them down the toilet in October. So we need to. So this week comes, I think, at a good time. We have an opportunity to fix a lot of the things that are ailing us right now, and that's what we got to do. We have to, as coaches, we got to move them forward quickly. It's my job to get them moved forward, get us to play better, because what we've done is not acceptable. It's not the standard that we want to have. And right now, with the way things are in the AFC, we have an opportunity to still reach all the goals that are important. And that's number one, first of all, winning this division and have an opportunity to go in the playoffs and go from there. So, but we got to, you know, we got to make hay now. We've got 9 games left. Most importantly, we've got the next game coming in a couple weeks. So this week will be spent really analyzing us, trying to fix us. And then moving forward, next Wednesday when we start preparation for Denver. And after reviewing the tape, some of the questions that, you guys asked yesterday, there was a lot of concern about AJ. And, we have a concern that we didn't get the ball to AJ enough. We didn't get the ball down the field and over the top. They didn't do anything special other than their players, I think, did a great job of executing their plan. And if AJ was on your side of the field, then try to do everything you can to get around AJ underneath and over the top and so forth. And I thought their players did a great job of doing that. You got to credit our quarterback for not throwing the ball into the coverage. And so we worked the plays opposite. He worked the people opposite, and he did a good job of that. But at some point, we lost the track. The drop balls didn't help us yesterday. We had drop balls in critical situations, what kept us from moving the football down the field. And there can be an occasional drop, one every 4 or 5 games, but to have 3 in one game is critical. We missed on a throw down the middle to our tight end, which was a big play. And so some of those things can be, have to be erased and go from there. So we took the shot at the big play on the 3rd and 1.5, 3rd and 2 down there in the second half, and didn't have it, but we got to get the ball down and get the first down and take a look at what you got and then make a good decision to get the first down and then keep us rolling for the next opportunity at a big play. So, but those are the things I think after, watching the tape, I can better comment on than I could yesterday.
How bad or how big a factor was the knee problem with Marvin with respect to game plan?
Well, again, Dave, that can happen to anybody anytime. So, it's part of National Football League, like part of playing football with, the number of guys you got.
Is it still trying to figure out the right mix of receivers to work opposite AJ? It seems like, it's still kind of open competition.
Well, we just want to make sure that we're not, that we're giving guys an opportunity, guys that come out and work and practice and do the things right. And, we feel Marvin gives us some good vertical threat away, and that's key. And we got to just keep working and seeing. There's no other way around it but to keep coaching these guys up and making them better and better and better.
Is there any update on Marvin's knee?
He's it's kind of negative for severe injury, but it'll be one of those things. Day to day thing. This week off comes at a good time. It gives him an opportunity to play in 2 weeks, hopefully, if things, I have not talked to anybody today to see how he's feeling. So.
But at least it's not season ending.
Correct. No, he'll be.
There's a chance he could go against him.
Yes.
And with bye week, guys like Allen, Kirkpatrick, even more time for guys like that to maybe join the fray a little bit?
Well, they're ready to go. It's just, I've got to. At some point, if I feel like they're a better option, I got to sit somebody down.
You talked about fixing the things that ail you over the break. Is there one thing at the top of that list in your mind?
There are a few things, yeah.
You don't care to say what they are?
Come on. He don't be better than that. Some things we got to fix, and we will.
Do you envision any personnel change?
I think we got to look at, you know, what's, you know, if there's a better, you know, opportunity, just like we did at wide receiver last week. I think that's, you can't turn your back to that, Joe. I think that's something we got to look at and see that if there's a better way or somebody different, you know, or to at least involve them at some point somehow. I think that's important. I think that helps keep making your football team better by giving guys opportunity because they're out here, they're working, we're doing things. And but we got to be more consistent with us. You know, if there's one thing, I'll give you that. How's that? Let's be more consistent in the things every time. And you can't have, you know, 50 offensive snaps yesterday, and you can't have, you know, 11 breakdowns throughout. And then now you only got a chance to be successful in 30-some plays. And that's difficult. And the same thing defensively. Particularly on the third downs, you know, and things like that. You know, now they created a couple, you know, unscripted things. And that would be the one thing, if I give you a second thing, see, I'm giving more than I even asked, bargained for. You know, we're not creating any unscripted things. And that's our job as coaches and for our players to be able to make some of the unscripted plays. Whether it be on offense, whether it be on defense, we got to make some unscripted plays, that affect the football game. We did that earlier in the season. We're not doing it. We haven't done it over the last 3 weeks, and it's important that we continue to do that. So, whether you know, as we, you know, coach them and so forth, and as the scheme develop, and as they become comfortable in their positions and so forth, and their responsibilities, that we can make some of these unscripted plays.
How impressive.
We lost, Dave. I don't get too impressed with many people when we lose. So
he's laying on the line, didn't he?
Well, he has some air. He has some air, but he does some good things.
He's going 100%.
Yeah, we don't have. I don't have a problem with our guys going 100%.
But
you know, we just gotta do our thing, do our jobs all the time the right way, and that'd be important. But, you know, he runs around, flies around, makes a lot of tackles, and that's part of playing linebacker. I don't care at the end of the day. You know, you can give a guy a minus, but at the end of the day, it's your job to get the football on the ground, and he does a good job of that. So,
just going back, when you assess possible changes and stuff, would middle linebacker be one of those areas?
No, it wouldn't.
Assess how Malavita is playing?
Well, he didn't play as well yesterday as he played over the last couple weeks. But some of it looks like he's not playing as well because other people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And he actually is doing what he's doing most of the time. And then, unfortunately, the last run of the game, he decides he's going, you know, be Superman and get out of his responsibility. And now you're hitting your responsibility. So I think those things, you know. And so to the layman who's sitting there watching it or whoever's being critical of Ray, they're probably being overly critical. And nobody's going to tell me more about playing linebacker than what I know. So so there's a lot of good things he's doing. And do we want him to play better? Do we want him to be the best linebacker in the National Football League? I sure do. And we'll keep coaching him to be that.
How did Robinson, how did he hang in there?
He did okay until we needed a big play, you know what I mean? And we get run around and we're sitting there at 3rd and 10. You know, when we get everybody else blocked on the play and it's good play by them and bad play by us and the margin of error is that's what it is, you know? And we'd roar up in there and be sitting there. So, but that's, you know, that's what I'm saying a little bit. You know, it's right now we are not getting the unscripted thing. We got to make it all happen all the time. And, yeah, we did a lot of that. First drive was a lot of impressive things. You know, the offense had some drives yesterday were impressive. Defense had some plays that were impressive. But we just got to keep it up. Same with special teams. But we can't let the kickoff get out, first kickoff of the game and things like that. You know what I mean? Every time we punted, it was, you know, kind of one of the hold your breath things. And we don't want to do that. We want the ball where we need it. We want to get the coverage the way we need it. And then go from there and get the man on the ground right away.
You're 1-3 in the division. There's 9 games left. Do you still think the division's within reach?
Oh, no question. We play Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and they play each other. And I think they still have to play Cleveland 3 times, right? So I think it's there's a lot of division left to be played. So even just based on those games. So a lot of football left, and you know, as we see, everybody is who they are right now. We're kind of down below where we need to be, and we got to just fight back and get up where we need to be in the mix of things.
Is there anybody that's better unscripted than Ben?
Not many, if there are. You know, very good, exceptional. Maybe playing one this week,
yeah.
Next week.
Coach, any concern about the rotation of the defensive line? Some of those guys have played an awful lot of snaps.
You guys counting our snaps now?
The league is.
How many are they playing?
Playing about 89%.
No. How many in the game?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that's a good, pretty good rotation. You know, the more the guys deserved an opportunity to play, the more they will play. And in that game yesterday, you know, you want all hands on deck. And so I think our guys did a good job of stepping up and playing. Because when you're playing a good football team, you want to have your best guys in there all the time. And I don't think that's ever changed. The only difference now is you're getting the snaps now. That's the only thing that's changed. You know, before you never knew unless I told you. And, you know, so... Unless you went home and tried to count them on TV. The only difference is you're... Well, now we're making
when
it easy on you.
Smart.
No, you're just not having to work as hard at it.
But are you... I mean, it seems like you would go for... get good pressure for a little bit, and then it would kind of...
Well, pressure comes and goes based on scheme and so forth. And, you know, I thought, for the most part, we got, you know... You know, it's what they're doing as well as what we're doing as well, you know. And when you're blocking with seven, you know, times you're not going to get, seven and eight, you're not going to get as much pressure as you are when they're blocking with five or six.
It looked like, naked eye, you know, watching the game, that the tackles blocked the edge pretty well in pass protection. Some push in the pocket, particularly in the second half inside, but overall?
Well, we have a lot of, you know, looking at us offensively, you've got some variance in your drops and so forth. And we have to make sure if we're in a shorter drop that the ball comes out on time. And I think that's important because then it gives the wrong impression of what's going on up front. And that's what, you know, we can't, you know, hit a panic button and forget what we're supposed to be doing because, you know, on this play, maybe the quarterback held the ball a touch quicker. Most times he got the ball off on time and where he's supposed to. But if we're in a certain drop, we got to get the ball. The ball's got to go on time. So it's up to both the guys running the route and him to deliver it so that it doesn't look as though the offensive line is not getting their job done.
Did the receivers that you decided to put up for that game, did they win enough in their one-on-ones in that battle?
You know, we didn't win enough because we didn't win. That's like asking the perfect question, you know. We didn't win, so we're not happy. We didn't get enough. We didn't have enough offensive production throughout the football game. And so we got to find a way.
Your run game, that first drive, it almost looked like 2009 all over again, just the remaining series, what happened?
Well, Joe, there was a lot of good runs still up in there. And we had one where we had a mysterious holding call where a guy loses his feet, and all of a sudden we get called for holding, and we're roared up in there for about 10 on there. We roared up for 10 on a couple other ones, and we just got to keep going. That's all. That's the way it's going to be. When they're zigging and zagging up front, we're going to crease some of those. And once in a while they might zig and zag and hit one. You know, we don't block a guy off the edge and they hit a play in the backfield. We get no gain. So, again, you can't have mental errors, whether it be receivers, whoever it may be, and we got to block the look.
I know you've always said if you're going to be good at running the ball, you have to run the ball. You think you run the ball enough?
I think we ran the ball enough yesterday, yes. Some people would say we ran it too much. Joe, you had something else? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, usually during the bye week, you bring in a bunch of guys for tryouts. Do you envision the same number or slightly more?
Now, we looked at a couple guys yesterday or today that we already had scheduled to come in. And, you know, we have so many guys that are sitting around not playing, you know, that I think can play for us. So I don't know that this is the same. I think it's a little different situation we're in with so many young players, and you know, the health, overall health of our team is in pretty good shape. So, you know, we are, you know, there's a couple people we'd like to, you know, just check out physically, more just to see for status going forward. And this is a good time to do that, so we may do a little bit more of it later in the week. But it'd be more of that, you know, to get a physical on a guy and just to check his health status, you know, particularly a guy that's been in camp and maybe did an injury settlement or something like that earlier in the year with another club, just to see where his status is. So we've been checking on some guys like that, that way to see where they are on things.
So the report about Rubisky is kind of that description?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian was in today.